Stand in honor of God's word. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've had a good time tonight.
Amen.
Amen. It's been great. Choir practice was great. I like it when you come in and you just feel the presence of God. Amen. Some of this scripture that I've got down here, I'll make reference. I won't read it all, but Mark chapter 12, verse 41, if you're there, say amen. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how many people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast into their in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. I want you to think about it, what Jesus saw. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you have your hand on us just shortly, God. God, just touch us, Lord, as we expound just a little while on your word, God. God, you move right now. God, touch our hearts, God. Help us right now to get our minds back on you. And we'll praise you for all you do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Number one, I want you to think about Jesus saw people. And I was thinking about this. He saw all the people. He saw the rich people. And understand something, Mark chapter 12, verse 41, and many that were rich cast in much. I thought about it. Were they casting it in for a show? Why do you give? The Bible says that there was a lot of them, and they came through. And you got to get a picture. There were several boxes or several things spread out throughout the temple. And the people would come in, and they almost like our offering plates, Richard. They would put their money in. You know, I like having the envelope. So when we put I put our money, our check or whatever in that envelope, everybody don't need to know what you're giving. And if you're giving for that reason, there's something wrong with you anyhow. But as I was studying, Henry Ford was once asked to donate for a construction of a new medical facility. The billionaire, did you hear that? The billionaire pledged $5,000. He said he was going to give $5,000. Well, the next day, the headlines in the newspaper read, Henry Ford contributes $50,000 to the local hospital. The irate Ford got on the phone and was complaining about the fundraiser and how he'd been misunderstood. The fundraiser replied that they were going to print a retraction in the paper today, following to read, Henry Ford reduces his donation by $45,000. He figured that would be bad publicity, so he went ahead and gave him the $50,000. Well, guess what? He gave it for the wrong reason. But not only did he see the rich people, he saw the poor people. He saw this poor widow. Don't you think that Jesus don't care about you? Don't you think that Jesus don't care about everything about you? If we're not careful, a lot of times we come into church and we're focusing on the ones driving the biggest car, the ones wearing the nicest suit. But I'm telling you right now, Jesus didn't call them over and point out the rich people. Jesus didn't call them over and point out the priest. He called his disciples over and said, let me tell you about that lady right there.
Yeah. Come on.
Jesus knows everything about us, and he's watching everything about us. He saw the people, but then he saw the person. He saw the person. He saw that the rich people, that they gave a lot. Jesus saw this. Let me back up. Jesus never rebuked the rich people for giving. He never did, Tony. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the love of money. Amen. But something about this woman stood out to Jesus. Something about this woman caught Jesus' eye. What is it in your life that Jesus sees? What is it in your life, everyday life, that Jesus sees? He saw the person of this lady. He saw faith. And if you go look through the Bible, you understand that Jesus pointed out many people in the Bible. I thought about the blind man. I thought about when Jesus was walking down the road, the Bible says that there was a blind man, blind Bartimaeus. Jesus called him over, pointed him out. The Bible talks about when Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda. Jesus said, what will thou have me do? He said, Lord, that I can walk. Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. He pointed him out. What is it about you tonight? What is it about you to come to this house tonight that Jesus is watching you? Amen. What is it in your life that Jesus is seeing? He sees not only the people, he sees the person. And understand, so he saw their presentation. He saw what they gave. He saw how they gave. He saw when they gave. Money's not evil, like I said. Understand something. But we got to understand something. Jesus sees everything we do. And the Bible says, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. I understand something. When Tony does something for the Lord, he ought not brag about it. David said this many times in Sunday school. And David said this in the church before. You know, David said something to the effect of, I don't like it when somebody might stand up, well, I'll pledge $100. I'll pledge $500. Just put it in the plate. Don't nobody need to know what you're doing. Amen. He saw how they give. And understand something. When that offering plate goes by, Jesus knows why you give. He knows how you give. He knows if it's with I read this little story. His mother gave a little girl a dollar and a quarter. She said, now when you get to Sunday school, I'll give you. You give one of them to the Lord. You choose whichever one you want to give to the Lord. You give one of them to the Lord. So when they got back home, the mama said, well, which one did you give to the Lord? She said, Mama, I gave the quarter. She said, why did you give the quarter? She said, because the Sunday school teacher said that God loved the cheerful giver. And I thought I'd do a whole lot more cheerful giving the quarter than I would the dollar. That's how most of us are. The Lord knows our hearts. The Lord knows our hearts. He knows why we give. What is Jesus seeing in your life? What's he seeing in your life? Because Curtis, he's watching.
Amen.
Yes. Listen, I can't help when you up here in the choir singing and we're up here singing, I'm watching people. I'm worshiping, but I'm watching people. I look better. Curtis having himself a fit. Crying, I'm just crying. I started taking my towel back here to him. He didn't do it for a show.
That's right.
He was worshiping. Yeah. Jesus saw that. Tony had his hand up. Jesus saw that. I think about it as we were singing and the Parson family's with us tonight. Praise the Lord. They're going to be with us this week. You know, they don't get to come to church a whole lot and sit there and worship. They were worshiping. I like people that ain't got to be the center of attention to worship. Amen. I know preachers and I know singers. If they ain't up there singing and they ain't up there preaching, they out there somewhere else. They ain't in there watching everybody else and worshiping. Amen. So the Lord is looking at us. The Lord knows why you're here tonight. The Lord knows where you're going to be tomorrow night. The Lord knows where you're going to be Tuesday night and Wednesday night and Thursday night. He's watching all of us. So what is Jesus seeing in your life? How is he seeing it? Remember, he sees all. Let me tell you something. David says it a lot of times in Sunday school. He was 100% man, and he's 100% God, and he knows about everything. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I want you to bow your heads.